The Ministry of Defence is calling for a dedicated source of funding to respond to the myriads of challenges confronting the sector, especially in peacekeeping operations. Sector Minister Dr. Benjamin Kumbuor said the security must not be compromised because it is paramount to the country's safety. Dr. Kumbuor was speaking at the inauguration of a 10-member technical committee with a mandate to review and streamline the Ghana Armed Forces United Nations peacekeeping operations. Priscilla Appiah has more.
Ghana has over the years contributed greatly to United Nations peacekeeping around the world, but has not reviewed operations since its inception. The 10-member committee, the Minister for Defense, Benjamin Kumbuor, said, will review equipment procurement systems, determine the procedure for requisition of funds, and utilize parts of the internally generated revenue to support critical and emergency needs of the Ghana Armed Forces. Dr. Kumbuor expressed optimism that members of the committee will bring their expertise to bear and meet their April 1 deadline.
We must have a dedicated source of funding in which we can respond to the challenges the Constitution and the people of this country has given to us. The armed forces of Ghana have been given a special constitutional role, and that constitutional role has to be operationalized differently from other constitutional roles. In some cases, you can wait, but when it comes to the armed forces in which hostile forces have surrendered you, you can wait on some financial procedures to respond appropriately.
I wish to indicate that your past experiences, background competences and skills for life and would contribute or have contributed to your nomination to serve on the August Committee. It is my expectation that these expertise will be brought to bear on the deliberations of the committee to make a peace keeping operations and this account as efficient as possible. And I have no doubt in my mind that the committee will live up to its expectations.
The chairman of the committee, Brigadier General Opong Otri, on behalf of his colleagues, pledged to execute their mandate effectively.